Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. Dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah Mini Secret Show for Tuesday, May the 3rd. May 3rd. Nothing special about May 3rd.
Nope, but we've got three events still to come this week.
Yeah.
Don't blow it.
What's special about today, though? National Teacher Appreciation Day. Or
sure, that's nice, but it's not. It doesn't have a...
It's Paranormal Day. I just told you guys what's special about today. Hello?
Paranormal teachers. Tomorrow's May the 4th be with you. And then Cinco de Mayo,
and then Mother's Day.
And Mother's Day on Sunday. Yeah, don't let your mom down.
Don't worry.
Are you doing for your mom, V? V Hale is joining us here on the Secret
Show. Hi,
V.
Hi, guys. No, we're going to be driving. My grandma lives in Fresno.
Oh.
No.
So
oh.
We're all going to meet there and...
Eat, drink,
be merry. Happy Mother's Day.
And will you spend the night?
Yeah. So
at grandma's at a hotel?
At grandma's.
So they'll put you on the couch, or is there a bedroom that you get?
I've been on the couch since when you're not married, don't have a partner. You can't, even if you're not married, like when my mom met my stepdad and they were like in their 50s.
Right.
Until they were married, they did not share a bed. That's how strict my papa is.
So you get, a sheet put down on the couch and a pillow, and then you get a blanket over you, and that's your bed for the weekend.
Or an air mattress if all the cousins are there. They won't be there this weekend, though, so I get a couch of some sort.
And then you'll wake up and fold your sheet and blanket and pillow aside, and then it's a living room again. Right. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about just splashing out on one of those expensive Fresno hotel rooms?
You know, I like to stay inside when I'm in Fresno. No offense to Fresno. I just don't want to splash around to the gorgeous motels they have in that area.
I'm just kidding.
There's nice parts.
Sure.
No, because we stay and hang out and we drink, stay up late, you know. Uh-huh.
And then you make your bed and you're still, you know, ripped.
There you are. No, everyone's sitting on your bed farting into it.
I sleep for like 45 minutes total.
Right. Because there's no good sleep when you're sleeping on a couch.
Right.
No. And then my grandpa wakes up at like crack of dawn and he does, you know, he still reads a newspaper. So he like does the like whipping of it when he opens it up.
Right.
And then the mixing his coffee, you hear the spoon.
Clinkety, 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 clink.
Oh, yeah.
Because when he's up, everyone's up.
Yeah.
I can hear him clearing his throat now.
Let's get that old man gunk out of these lungs.
And then if you look up at him, he's like, morning, morning. I'm like, no, it's not. It's the sun's not even up. Like,
yeah, but I am.
Yeah.
And the clock is
and then
telling
when we finally get
morning.
Up, he's all, oh, thought you guys never wake up. Well, we've been freaking awake, you loud ass mother.
Yeah, with a pillow clamped down over our heads.
Yeah. I can't. What?
Yeah, the morning that's hork, that's called. Do you ever brush your tongue? Like, I brush my tongue every morning until I hork.
Do you gag?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The morning hork.
So, Christina, yes. I don't mean to interrupt, but I do think this is an update on the, something Sarah's very involved in.
Let's set this up, though, first. So, Vinny's got, he has a deal with All Natural Stone. They did a beautiful job on his kitchen, and so now they're moving on to reface.
Oh, I've seen it. Right. I saw when you did the video. Oh, I love it.
So, right next to that is your family room, and you've got a, you have a fireplace in there that... Oh, that's going to look so good.
So
okay,
this
hold
is
on.
With,
you got, we need to lower that mantle and put the TV above that.
That's
you don't
where
want
the TV will go.
Lower
but you don't
the
want
mantle
it that high. Okay.
Because you're going to go like this. You'll be sitting on the couch like this. TVs can't be... People set them up too high. They can't be up by the ceiling. That's going to look amazing. You're welcome, Vinny. You are welcome.
Are they there
are
now working
the
on
now?
It?
No, but this was... So we had
above
a plan. And I told Sarah
so
the plan.
Though.
And then she goes, that doesn't... let me think of, and then she slept on it, and then she goes, here's what you have to do, and then she told me you got to change the whole
you got to rip that
area.
Whole wall up. That's you got to post that. Who did that?
She has a program on her computer where she's been doing this now for weeks.
It's beautiful.
Repeatedly bringing like this, well, this and this. Anyway, there's
wait,
your
she
update.
She has a program just for your guys' project?
No. I don't know where she found this thing, but she's been able to plug in different things, pictures.
That's crazy.
To piece together what the wall will look like. And she's just, based on what Sarah had suggested.
Which was tear out what's there and center the fireplace. The fireplace is crammed up against like a half... like a little wall that comes out to separate the kitchen. It's crammed up right against it.
Oh, I hate that.
And then there's space, and then there's an unframed kind of bookshelfy place, I guess, where the TV is now. Is the TV in there?
The TV's supposed to be in there. That's where they put all the cable connections.
Okay, so there's this opening, and then more wall, and then the other side. So
sorry,
the
bottom line is, I just wanted to jump in and show you. She's worked on this since you mentioned it, and now we have a whole nother problem.
I don't understand, though. If the TV's above the fireplace, isn't that still too high? Like, how high is the fireplace?
Now, what you need to do is get a gas insert, and the gas insert is narrower and lower. You set it low, and then you set your mantelpiece down a little lower, and then you can put a TV up above that. It's these huge
log
burners.
So that same place that did the kitchen is going to come in and do...
Well, they're going to do the face for the... I think someone's going to have to do the construction. The tile place
is going
to
do like the mantle.
All natural stone isn't going to tear that wall out. For
no,
them.
No, no.
I was
going to
say, what are they doing there?
We have a guy, Kirk Adney, that does the work. And
see the pic.
Hold on.
I want that. That is going to look just gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Gorge. Honestly, that's.
Wait, it's funny right now because in our Zoom here, your two squares are facing each other. So when you're talking, you're handing
God.
The phone through. Oh, wow.
Hand it over.
So hold on. So there's the before. See, from the kitchen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The fireplace is way off to the...
And there's the after.
See?
Wow.
That's how it should
centered,
look.
Yeah,
right.
That's how it's
okay.
going to look. That'll,
wow.
That'll
she
look.
Did that.
On
she's
the
amazing.
Computer.
She got to teach Wife, me that
she
program.
Did a good
she's a
job.
Tech lady.
Oh, that's incredible.
That is incredible.
I really...
You think, are something else.
I think you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. That was a, you know what you should do that actually worked out. Usually it doesn't. I'm like...
You're right.
And I actually thought to myself as I looked at it, I went, you know what they should do? And I really thought, he'll just go, nah, that's too much. I go, they'll never do it, but this is what they should do if they really want to make
lot,
that room
yeah.
work. But that's going to look amazing. You going to do a wood floor like
and
that?
It's weird. The shelves, even though they're not like super deep, like just having that kind of open there opens up the room so
yeah.
much. Like just the little things that you can do like that.
Look at you two interior designers, huh?
I love that stuff. I love interior stuff.
Yeah,
I just need a house clear. One day to do it too.
yeah. You'll go crazy on
there
a
There are
house.
People who find joy yeah. in these things and people who can't wait for it to be over. Mm-hmm. But hey...
Well, even it's the people
good.
Who find joy in it can't wait for it to be over. Like, it always takes
yeah.
twice as long and costs three
and
times as much.
And there's people in your house. It's like constant disarray. Like, it's
yeah.
just it's
dusty.
It's terrible.
It's awful.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This stuff is everywhere.
It's
and
crazy.
Then it looks like a Dexter kill room with all the, like,
yes,
right.
all,
plastic,
right.
plastic hanging
yeah.
and the work lights.
Dexter kill room. That's
what
know.
Were we going to ask V? We don't get her enough. I got to get off this. It's my
her
fault.
Her experience with beer bongs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you ever done a beer bong?
Oh, yeah, I'm not good at those.
That's
you
surprising.
You would think for as well as I let things...
Slide down your throat, yeah.
Yeah, as I let things like kind of.
Oh, you don't
choke
have a gag reflex?
There, No, I do, but I enjoy, like, I can hold.
Yeah.
We're on the. I know we're on the secret show, but I have to verify before I go
we
into
are
it.
On yeah. the like, secret
we
show.
Are on the
we
secret
go
show.
From live to secret show, and it's just you got to check
no,
your
you're
radio.
On, yes, you're
brain.
On the secret
okay.
show.
So, as much as you can stick a cock back there and real choke on it and enjoy it. Right, and be
sure,
like,
sure, enjoy the choking, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you do. It's
yes.
like, and the
oh
guy
God,
just like loves it.
Right.
Oh, Sarah.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
No, you're
oh, well, you're like rolling your eyes as you're like, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, yeah. That's so great.
Such a
get out of here.
I love it.
Anyways, beer bong, like the like liquid is, it, I don't know. I've tried it and I always end up having to like
pinch it off.
Bend. Yeah. Bend the
oh,
hose there.
Well,
and,
at least you're not
yeah.
the person who just pulls off and lets
well, no, let's,
goddamn house.
Let's not waste any beer. That's sad.
I'll sip from the.
This
we're not,
is
we're
the
not pouring one out
what
for the
are
homies.
You doing? Sorry about it.
You know what I have
died.
Never done though?
What?
Is a keg stand.
Oh.
I've
yeah.
never done that
it's
either.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah. So
I've,
when
I'm
you do a keg
like,
stand, you have to, you're supposed to drink a beer. Upside down? Mm-hmm. Is that how do you?
So you put the like you know the little keg hose, if you
mm-hmm.
will.
Mm-hmm.
They pump it tons, but the upside down thing, I don't know. Isn't it supposed to be like a weird head rush or something
yeah.
happens?
It's supposed to be
I don't
a huge
know.
Head rush.
Yeah.
Well,
but
you're
I've
already
seen
drunk
it end badly.
And an idiot, so mm-hmm. you've got so
yeah,
much going for you.
It's never been something I'm like. I really feel I'm missing out.
Yeah, I don't even think I've ever seen anybody do a keg stand. I mean, I've seen them, seen videos.
I'll
of
tell
it.
You what though. What's this is you know. Drunk guy thing, but yeah. I used to go to parties and would end up working the tap yeah. because not only is that the place where you can keep your beer full, everyone ends up there.
Yeah.
So you end
yeah,
up
you chat,
you talk to
talk
everybody and eventually
every
get
cute
your
girl.
Piece of ass for the evening.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's the spot. I
hey,
used to do it all
here
the time.
By me.
And I learned how to put a tap on a keg.
Yep, that's
specifically
a trick.
Yep. Because half the time someone goes, "Can anybody tap the I, got,
I got you. Don't worry. If there's something where beer needs to be life extracted from something else, I've got that.
I can't open a drawer, but I can put a tap on a keg.
Priorities.
Hey, I can't do that, so props to you.
Well, it's just a pull up and out, drop it down. Anyway.
Oh, thank God we know that.
Right, Bryn?
Yeah.
Let's
you
give
know.
You the credit well, it deserves, too. Okay?
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Blims.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
On 1245 Clement.
1245, something like
he's just
that.
Just making up numbers.
I think it's 1,000.
Oh, that was
oh,
close.
That's right. 1,
I wasn't that
Clement.
Far off.
1,000 Clement, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're only three
like
blocks
two
away.
Two blocks away.
Yeah, it's just a few blocks down the street.
That's right. Yeah,
no
that's
problem.
Funny.
It's great.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
I worked at restaurants, but the dudes always had to do the kegs. Cause
well, they're heavy.
Them
yeah.
shits
oh,
is
yeah.
heavy.
Heavy as hell.
Rolling those things
like,
around.
And when you're in the middle of a rush and serving people, you don't want to be like, I'll get it. I like
oh,
find
my
one
God.
Of the dudes. I'm like... Yeah, you got to go change that, dude.
One of my favorite party stories. We're at this, we're raging. It's a mm-hmm. rager. We're yeah. partying. And the thing gets busted. And me and my friend are like, fuck, the keg's almost brand new. What are we going to do?
But the tap is broken.
No, no, no.
What's broken?
No,
no. The party's
police.
Busted.
Oh,
the
party
party's
gets
busted.
Busted.
So oh, I thought you meant the keg, too.
The police are walking in, and they're, you know, you can see them in the house through the window in the backyard, which is where the keg is, and we pull the keg up this little, you know how some backyards have
a little,
slanted back?
Sure.
We pull it up the hill behind a bush.
Hella heavy.
Hella heavy. Both of us pulling like our lives depended on it.
And it did.
Fat dead body. Yeah.
We clear the dirt down there but below us and we get up in the bush with our keg and sit there and drink beer by ourselves. Total alcoholics, right? I mean, of course.
What but friend was this?
This is Billy. Mm. Me and Billy are like...
He's sober now too, isn't he?
He is. He doesn't drink anymore either. As we sit there drinking while the police are kicking everyone out and then they leave and we're like, the fucking best party ever.
No, we have the whole keg to ourselves.
We just sit here and when as people
it?
Start, we have no idea. As people stream back in, we're like, yeah, this is fucking awesome.
You're welcome. We protected the keg.
Yeah,
so
we
what?
Did.
We drank half of it.
Half. Come on. Have you ever seen a keg?
I've seen you.
I know.
It's a lot of beer.
Yeah. We barely dented it. But we dented
it.
It's hard to chug beer. Was it beer your jam, Vinny? Because
In high school, absolutely. In high school, it was just beer.
Oh, in high school, yeah.
He had a jacket
like,
that
I love
fit.
Beer, but I get full before right. you can get super right. hammered. Well, unless you're
like
doing double, triple IPAs.
Like, you don't, it's not the same. Like, Vinny had a jacket, like a leather jacket, he could fit a full 12-pack in, and that was for him. Every one of those, it wasn't like he brought it to the party and like, hey, everyone, I brought beer.
There were a lot of warning signs
that's
for me.
That's smart, though, because
I know. Of course
if you're an alcoholic,
in the fridge, and then people are going to drink
Oh, no, no,
shit.
No. You can't let it out of your sight. And the other thing yeah. was you'd bring a, I'd bring, we, me and Billy, body. This is the same guy, we'd bring a 12-er in each, and we'd put it down at our feet. So, yeah, you got your 12-er, and people would be like, oh, hey, can I get a beer? No, these are my beers. This yeah. is what I brought for me.
It's I
a,
need all
Oh, if
12.
A hot girl asked you, you'd give her a beer.
No. Absolutely
oh, wow. You're
not.
On that level?
True warning signs.
Yeah.
Wow.
No. What are you kidding me? Get out of here. The bricks. These are for me.
Stop it.
No.
Wow.
Nope. So anyway.
I
don't
know like why bother being a chick.
What?
As you never, I never, that was one of the pluses of being a chick. Like, I never had to worry about the booze. Like, you could always get booze. You could always get drugs.
Yeah.
Except weed I had to buy because I was a massive stoner. So that needed to be on hand. But right. other than that, like, if you were a girl, like, you could be like, oh, my God, can I have some? And they're like, yeah.
No.
It's a good thing that not everyone's an alcoholic. I don't even know why Vinny and his friends bother with a party. Like, why would you bring your
because
beer where someone might take some?
I'll tell you why. Because we couldn't drink in our own houses, and we would drink in. Did you ever end up in parks?
Oh, yeah.
That was
well,
the young
that's
person's
where you would
thing.
Smoke your weed, man.
We go to golf
drink
courses.
Drink.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Golf courses
but
and
either way, you
sand
end up
pits.
On a cold night with beer, just going. It's like, why is this fun?
Light a fire in a barrel, dude.
Well, I mean, we're in the middle
well,
of
then people know you're there.
Yeah, I mean, we're not trying to get busted. You
That's
are
why
a
you
bust.
Have it in a barrel so that it's not like a wide open thing.
I'm talking about a housing tract with a park in the middle of it. Not some, where are you?
I lived out in the boondocks.
Where's this place you can light a barrel on fire
it's
and
the
neighbors
pits.
Don't go.
There were no neighbors.
The That's Colony why. Park is on fucking fire.
The Colony Park.
Yeah. Where I grew up, our entire area was completely covered in cranberry bogs. And so there were all these, which were.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the bogs are. And
like,
no one's there at night. No one's there
ocean
most of the
spray.
Time. Yeah.
Has their
no,
farms
No, it's so
right
cool
there.
Looking. It looks exactly like it.
Yeah.
I love
Oh, you must have seen them. You were in Massachusetts. Massachusetts
yeah,
apparently is
I
like
love
the
them.
Biggest producer. And I grew up with cranberry bogs, so I thought. This is what's out behind every patch of
woods. I never hear you talk about
woods.
Cranberries like they're you
I
miss the good old days. Of
care less about cranberries. You wouldn't eat a cranberry that you picked. And they flood. So they build these special things
yeah.
to grow them, and then they flood
yeah,
it,
seen
and
the commercials
all of them come
with
up.
The guy standing in the water right. and hip waders.
Oh. Yeah, in the waders.
But most yeah. of the time, most of the year, except when they're harvesting, these are, it's like a canal that goes around, and then the beds are divided up. So you would jump. It was a, you know, decent sized jump. I hit the water plenty of times when I didn't mean to.
Great.
But you could run across a cranberry bog by leaping from bog to bog and get away from anyone.
What an interesting life.
Wow.
And then there were sand pits around us everywhere.
Looking at these.
Wow.
Which I never questioned until just this moment. Like, where did all the fucking sand come from? Is Massachusetts built on sand? Like, I had a garden. It wasn't you didn't dig down and there was sand. But these sand pits. Oh, yeah, there's one. Well, that's all the cranberries gathered up. Mm-hmm. See how
is that
they've
East
got a
Bridgewater?
Net around it? I don't know. Could
Somewhere
be.
You can jump that? Get out of here.
No. That's it flooded.
Oh, okay.
Show a cranberry bog not flooded.
Right. Not flooded.
They were marshy. That it gets damp. They need a lot of water. But the water's just standing in like these little canals around them.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
It is funny how we associate, though, because Vinny said the commercials, like when I first saw one, I literally was like, oh my God, it is like the commercial, which is just so like, if you're not exposed to it, but it is the coolest looking thing.
Yeah, that is neat.
Yeah, that those are, none of those are empty bogs. Those are all flooded bogs that you're showing me. I haven't seen them.
All right, have patience with him. He's on the internet. I'm just saying. He's doing his best.
The ones that look dry are the ones.
Dry bogs.
How about I put dry in there?
Whoa. Just dry bogs. Dry cranberry bogs.
That looks neat.
Nobody likes a dry bog.
Yeah, I like a wet bog.
How about like that? Like that?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Interesting. You can, well, those also sound.
All right, never mind.
Let's anyway, who the hell were you running from? What are you?
From anyone who was after us.
Who was know? Ever after you?
Other, oh my other God, kids. What's happening?
Nothing really. But
other
that's
kids?
How you.
Yeah.
Other kids were like, that's Clark! Get her!
Yeah, Wally Brown was notorious. He actually bullied me for years.
Mm. And you ran from Wally Clark in the.
Wally Brown. I'd go through the bogs.
In the
you
box.
Could cut through that. If he, what? You know, we had tons. There was tons of forest. We knew the forests like the back of our hands. There were all these power lines. So there was trails. You'd hit it here, and then you go up and go to the tree. Then you go over, and then there's a place to hide.
Man.
I know.
So did
crazy.
He grow up to be like a serial killer, or what is he doing these days? Yeah, what is he doing?
Probably
just
a townie loser. I have no idea. He was like 3 years older than me and was just a dick. You know how some people are just like, he was so mean, and I lived in fear of him in the neighborhood.
Wow. Yeah, when I was little, up my homies eight, and nine, like 10. Had him jumped. I think. Oh, 8, 9, 10. Okay.
Yeah, we were young. He was probably like 14.
Had him jumped. Jesus Christ.
Well, I was thinking like when you're older, if a dude is terrorizing you, you can't really handle it yourself. Yeah, I'd have a bunch of dudes go handle business. Yeah. Don't fuck with me. Mm. Yeah. That's right. It's protection.
If only my brother.
If a girl's bullying you, you'll handle business, right?
Right. Yeah.
But if it's guys, you get blowjobs to a group of football players and send them after that guy.
Whatever it costs, whatever it takes, wherever it breaks. Do what you got to do to get Wally Brown off your back.
Sucking dick for protection. This isn't jail. My God.
I don't know what you're doing. What do you think that sounded like?
I need you to walk me to my car today. I'll suck your dick after. Thanks, Bobby.
You got it. Boy, I would have done it just to be a nice guy.
I did it on my own. I didn't need protection. Yeah, silly. Just kidding.
Talking about the blowjob, I guess?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She just wanted to
I said I would do it just because.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, Bobby's hot, right?
I don't know.
Any bad advice here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's do a bad advice before we get too far.
I have something that's kind of funny. We've talked about this here and there about how you've got to be really fucking careful with photos.
Let me get this one ready.
Because not only do you have your... So here it is.
So do you have the...
It's on your camera. And maybe it also goes to your Google Photos. Mm-hmm. And maybe it goes to your iCloud. And maybe... They're going to put together one of those little montages, the memory montages. Did you ever see that on your phone? It's like,
I
memory.
Yeah, but that can't happen if you delete it, right?
We don't know.
It doesn't get deleted off. You've got to go to the cloud and delete it. Right.
You can delete in the cloud?
I think you have to delete in the cloud.
If you delete it from your
library,
then you delete
from
the deleted
folder. Then it won't end up in the...
On the Google memory.
On
thing.
The memories.
But if or someone goes iPhone, to your iCloud photos, it's still there, unless you've deleted it from there, because it automatically saves to the iCloud.
I got it.
Well, okay.
All right.
Yeah, just tell the story.
Take no chances. So people get these little videos that your phone makes for you. And sometimes they're really good. Like, oh, look at that. Yeah, look at all these cute memories.
They're emotional.
All of us
they
grow sometimes.
Right. And they'll be like from 5 years ago or whatever. And then sometimes they're super janky. Like, okay, the picture of that door that I took because I like the hardware on it, that doesn't fit in with all these family photos or whatever. So we're going to play you.
Do you have the email, Sarah?
I do.
Okay.
Yep. So should I just read it?
Yeah, you can go ahead and read it.
Hi, y'all. So a good friend of mine, yes, it really was a friend, had this happen to them. You know how your iPhone makes cute little videos for you, which mash up photos and videos you've taken and put them to music? Well, here's one that my friend got. So she's watching it with her 10-year-old daughter. Go ahead and roll it. And
we'll summer of 21.
Oh, look, they're all drying their hair together. Oh, look at all the kids. That's so cute.
Block party.
Oh, a happy summer
selfies.
Smile. Oh, he hurt his chin. Oh, that guy is spanking mommy. And then it goes to, like, I don't know, brownie that's with some coffee ice cream on it. I mean, that is,
oh, my that God, so that is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, look
so
how much fun
mom
they're having.
Is on her tummy.
That's mom right there.
And dad
that's
is so behind her on her thighs,
and
sliding in and
have
out.
A mirror.
And he spanks her on the ass. And she's holding the phone pointed
at
their
mirror.
I can't
believe she sent this to us.
Well, it's
her
friend.
Didn't. Her friend
it's
did.
It's her friend.
But there's well, she is taking that video. I wondered when you guys first showed it to me in the other room, I thought, who's taking the video? And I didn't see that she is taking
she's got
it.
The phone.
And we're looking at the mirror picture,
closet
right?
Mirror. Uh-huh.
Closet mirror. Right.
So anyway,
good
what's
time.
What's the dilemma?
Well, the dilemma is
her 10-year-old saw
her 10-year-old saw it.
Okay.
Because she we think we're saving
Prince,
things or deleting things or making things safe.
Well, we spoke about this the other day, last week. We're talking about whether Alex has dick pics in his phone or, you know.
Yeah.
And I was saying I don't have that because it's sometimes my Amazon Alexa thing will have a bunch of photos that pop up from my library.
Yep.
I think this person wrote.
I turned off all those functions because it would wind up just showing, not because I had naked photos or anything, but because my photos were super boring. Like I was taking the same photos of stuff for time lapse things that I was doing, and it was just I'm like they're so boring. Or I would always see the Google groups that I was a member of.
I can't.
Boy, that is so.
That's funny.
Just a PSA. If you've got nudes from 5 years ago.
Does it say what they did? So there they are.
No, she just says she unfortunately watched for the first time with her 10-year-old daughter. So she must have gone, oh my God, this happened, and sent the video and say, see if you see anything weird in this.
It's funny.
Yeah, it is fun. I mean,
can
also
I say,
horrifying.
Though,
yes, dear.
Props to them for being married with kids and still like filming them doing the dirty. Like that's a solid, healthy, sexual.
Sure.
You were into
marriage.
That guy, weren't you? Don't lie.
No.
Don't fucking
what?
Lie.
No, why would it? No, I'm slowing it down because I don't know why you would say that.
That you,
I think it's hot that he smacked her ass while his dick was in her. Like, get it, daddy. Although I don't say that because that grosses me out.
Yeah. I think that's gross, too.
Get it.
I just said it because for the kid it was mommy and daddy, and that's just fucking weird.
Oh, daddy's really got some moves, huh, mommy?
Mommy, daddy, why are you guys naked? What's he doing
it's
behind
so
you?
It's so awful.
He's punishing me for being
and
bad.
And trying to get the door when you have a fucking hard on and telling a 3-year-old, get the fuck out of here. You're ruining all my fun.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Fuck. That's like, yeah, just give me 10 more minutes and then you can do whatever you want. God.
Here's your iPad. Here's the phone. You want Disney?
No,
you want YouTube?
You know what?
It.
I'm talking about the middle of the fucking night, like 10 o'clock on a Saturday night where you've waited. It's your turn now. Everybody's done everything they can do for everybody else, and now it's just mom and dad, and then some little fucker decides to be at the door going,
Mom!
Are you okay? I hear you screaming, Mom.
Fuck.
I had a bad dream. Go the fuck back to sleep. Just
want me to come in there and love you up?
Oh. Whoa.
Can I crawl into your sex sheets?
So awful. Anyway, really good for them. Bad. They are doing it.
Sex
that's
sheets.
Nice.
Sex sheets are gross.
It is gross. And then the kid, you know, if they're at their door, they're all, let me in. You're like, it's like a wet spot.
Yeah. Why is it wet here and stinky?
Yeah. Mm. Do you guys pee
the That's bed? Love. You came from the same spot. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, your brothers and sisters are in that spot right there.
It's a different way to pour one out for the homies.
Well, all right. It's now time to say goodbye. If you've got
what's happening to you? Why are you on a Wednesday instead of a Tuesday? Are you okay? Do you need help?
Am I on a
I don't know what just happened.
Me either, Vinny. It's fine. No, I just have an appointment tomorrow. I wanted to switch up the days.
What's happening?
Just
to you?
A doctor's appointment.
Oh, all right.
Oh.
Well, if you ever try to make an appointment these days, it's like, well, we can get you in one day in the next 6 months, and it's only at this time.
Years. Right. No, I got you.
Yep. So you take.
Or they're like, are you available July 2024? Like at the dentist's office, they're like 6 months from now.
No, I'm pretty sure I'll be dead by July 2024.
Just call me and I'll tell you if I can make it. It's so weird.
Magic words.
Oh, all right. Have fun at your appointment.
Yep. Have a good time. We're glad you could make it today.
Great game, by the way, today. And the end, everyone.